The Dark Side. We've been looking at how the dark sides contribute to our dysfunctional behaviors. The what, the why, what takes us into an unhealthy behavioral pattern. Hi, I'm Dr. Mark. It's great to be back with you, and I invite you now to join me as we look at how these dark sides get developed, how they build over time. See, last time we talked about denial, self-deception, rationalization, and how we justify our behaviors. If we cover things up, we blame others. It's always the other. It's never me. That's the first mistake. And we need to dig deeper. The deeper that we go, the more that it will show. It will show that there are issues that come from our families of origin and from our family, as in mom and dad, and also uncles and aunts, and although more so in the nuclear family, that is the family that you grew up with. And it's just mom and dad, you and your siblings. But of course, we look at that extended family too. Let's dig deep. So as we look at how these dark sides get developed, we begin with what we understand to be unmet needs. Unmet needs are the main thing. This comes from events. Events that, well, as you think about what happened with Dad, as he was possibly abusive, Mom who ignored you, or that brother or sister who was always teasing you or dismissing you, all the above. In fact, it all goes back to how we've all fallen short of God's glory. Because as you see here, there's a progression. Unmet needs, when it comes to love, how you express love, how we connect with one another, how we then feel that we are secure or insecure, or that we don't have a good idea of who, of a sense of self. So we begin with these unmet needs. In fact, as Dr. Maslow looked at how the hierarchy of needs, as we explore that in the psychology course here at Christian Leaders Institute, we look at how there is a hierarchy of needs. We begin with just the basics, and then goes then to the social and relational, and then of course the self-actualization, or the who am I part of me, where I'm very self-aware. Unmet needs then lead to a threat to security, where I don't feel secure. I feel that if there's too much abuse, for instance, do I have to look over my shoulder all the time? Am I going to get hit again? Am I going to be mentally abused, verbally abused, sexually abused again? And then what? Then I go into survival mode. I go into putting up false pretenses and always have my guard up. I don't allow people to come in. And as those things begin to grow, as we see those unmet needs begin to become our reality, we then see the progression going from a threat to security to then a deprivation of those needs. They never do get met. So we say, for instance, this starts at age 2 or age 5. And then we age into our 10th year. And then we become a teenager. Then imagine you go into your 20s and 30s and you're a young adult. And you're wondering, why is it that I'm not really feeling that I can really move ahead? I want to move forward as an adult. I want to be responsible, but I just feel that insecurity. I feel that I can't trust people. I can't trust myself. And so we get into these dark sides, these shadow sides, where we make it all about me, or I become too controlling, or I depend on others to tell me I'm okay, when ultimately I need the Lord Jesus Christ to show me who I am and why I am, and that's where God comes in, of course. So that deprivation needs then leads to a result of attempts to satisfy the need, where we then fall into these dark sides. And as I've mentioned before, we all have all five of these dark sides when it comes to paranoia and narcissism and control behavior, controlling behavior, and all the above, passive aggressive as well, where we treat others negatively and it's an indirect way of controlling people. Our futile attempts to meet those needs lead to even more dysfunctional behavior. Let me show you what I mean. As those unmet needs come from denial, self-deception, rationalization, justification, covering it up, blame, shame, as well as victimization, that then brings us to this place of, well, I have to be the one to take care of me. I am the one who is trying, has to be my own God. Kind of goes back to Adam and Eve, doesn't it? They tried to be their own God and it didn't work. Hence, the Apostle Paul says in Romans 3, all have fallen short of God's glory. We're all trying to do it ourselves and it never works. Well, here's how that works. Here's how the dysfunction comes. So then, as we discover that we cannot meet those needs, we then discover that we have debts that we cannot repay. What do I mean? Debts such as divorce, abuse. For instance, mom and dad get divorced. Maybe it was my fault, you felt. Or you go through a divorce. And you think, boy, if I had just been a better spouse, or, wow, what was I thinking when I was looking the other way, looking at that other person and had the affair? Unmet needs. Or adoption. Maybe you've been adopted. For example, my wife and I adopted our son, Nathan, and thanks be to God, he has adjusted well. We are mom and dad to him, and he's now in college. With other stories of adoption, that's not the case. There's often misbehavior. There's also defiance from the adopted child to the parent. And there's just the sense of disconnection and that sense of loss, as well as a death of a sibling, again, relating to loss, or other failures relating to school, or fill in the blank, really. School is just one example here. Perhaps it's that example of a failure at work, career, other family situations. These are debts that we look back at as far as our past, and we say, boy, if only, and we're trying to work through those if onlys. Those if onlys are just the bane of our existence. We think we have to fix it. We think in those moments that, boy, if only I had done this different, things would be just fine today. Even though we are freaked out, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. That's what fine means most of the time. F-I-N-E. E. And so we look at these debts and we're wondering, wow, how do I get beyond this? We turn it over to the Lord. And God then meets the needs. God sends people our way. God then, of course, through the Holy Spirit, shows us through His touch how we then, in His love, we become enough. We then connect. We then are healed. But that takes time. It isn't just an overnight situation, of course. But we need to be aware of it. We need to look at it and see how this develops when it comes to our shadow sides. So let's look at the progression again as we are looking at the development of the shadow side. First, we look at how the shadow side starts with those unmet needs. That's stage one. Stage two are the traumatic experiences. We referenced that earlier. Abuse, being dismissed, or other trauma that's happened to you, such as a death or another type of loss. And then the third stage, relational debts. And we get a case of the if-onlys, that bargaining stage, if you will, of grief. Because we went through the denial, we went through the anger stage, and now we have the bargaining stage. And we go to God saying, God, if only I, would you, oh God, help. But we finally get into that acceptance of the loss and then begin to reframe things better through that loss. And God uses that as a way of restructuring our understanding, reinventing ourselves, of course. And God does the healing through that. But circling back, that third stage of relational debts will then bring into a full-blown dark side, shadow side that develops. So as we look at that shadow side that develops, will it be, again, that fear or paranoia or that narcissism where we then are so self-centered and self-absorbed because we're so guarded or we are so controlling or passive-aggressive? And, of course, thinking that other people are our all in all when only God can be. Shadow sides are important to understand as we then relate with our role as a leader, how we relate with those who follow us, as we follow others who lead us, mentors, and, of course, others placed in authority over us. We are called to be servant leaders. As servant leaders, we are called to be aware of self, who God has made us. Now, that begins with our spiritual gifts. Well, first of all, our relationship with Jesus Christ, that's a given. But then that translates into how we're gifted, how God has impassioned us in a certain niche, a place in the kingdom, and the calling He's given to us. Where to go from there. And so, the shadow side, that is a definite need to understand what's going on in order to confront it, resolve it, be aware of it, and to integrate it. And I'll close with this. What do I mean by integrating? It means that you have confronted those shadow sides. It is time to give it over to God. And throughout our leadership, if we take the time and there's a dark side of leadership inventory that we can take, and if you want to contact me through Christian Leaders Institute, I can get that to you. This inventory helps us to check in each season of our leadership, or maybe each month, or however often you want to take it, to see where you are in the different levels of the dark sides. Because we all struggle with sin. We all struggle with our faults, our quirks. And so as we confront those quirks, as we confront our deviations and our blind spots, we then begin to resolve them to keep those at a low. And finally, we are able to then integrate what we learn through confronting our shadow sides. That's the point. We confront them and we learn how to bring them to our advantage. For instance, I know that if I'm in this kind of situation with a group I'm leading and we're doing a project together and it's for this ministry to homeless children, or maybe it's an arts group that we're going to, you know, put together the band and the drama team and so on for many worship services and themes and series. But as I'm leading, I know that I can go over here and over there, and my expectations can be unrealistic. I know that. And as I am able to get a handle on this, with God's help only, and learn from my mistakes, learn from my wrongs from before, deal with my resentments in the midst of it, God uses all that raw material to then form and shape you into a better leader as you go forward. If we don't, then we destroy not only other people, but ourselves. And that's where God sends a message to you and to me through Scripture. It's time to face our fear. It's time to face our unmet needs. It's time to go to God with all of our unmet needs. Because when we do, God will make you stronger. When we do, we then begin to understand how God is shaping and molding and forming us as that servant leader, serving Jesus first and serving others as a result. But understand those shadow sides, where they derive from those unmet needs and then lead into behaviors that we regret later. But at the same time, give thanks to God, how we are forgiven, we repent, and we then become new again and again. So I encourage you, keep moving forward. I encourage you to understand that God has a direction for your life. And as we continue now to look at the dark sides themselves in the next couple videos, you'll then to be more self-aware and go forward in faith.